Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Skyline Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
God.
God, my God, my God. He's our only way out, our only way in, into his new kingdom that he has already established at Calvary. And he wants us to believe, accept the word of God, stay in the word of God, be governed by the word of God. And when the new Jerusalem appear, we'll be in new Jerusalem. And we'll be with the Lord, and we'll be able to see him as he is. We'll be able to look upon his face. We won't have to tell him what he brought us through. It's already going to be there in writing, in print, in spirit, that what he's already done for us. And I thank God and giving all honor to God today to all the ministers of the gospel that God has called, sanctified, and that he's keeping right now to stand forth and preach the word of God. I thank God for all of you, and to all of you that just sit here and waiting and hungering and thirsting after the word of God. Thank God for you. And that's what God wants all of us, starting with me. He wants me to hunger and thirst after the word, that I may put the word out just like he gave it, and it's going to accomplish the purpose that he put it out here for. I thank God for Jesus Christ, and I thank him for letting me know that whatever he say in his word here in the Bible, that's what we're going to be judged by. God has called us to many generations to teach the word of God in season and out of season, to reprove it, exercise our authorities on this earth like he gave us and commissioned us to do. We having so much trouble in the United States of America today. Everybody sitting in the corner saying God gonna fix it. Let me say this, if we don't put no effort and call on God to fix it, it'll never get fixed. He commissioned us to go out into all the world and fix everything, unless I got the wrong Bible. He commissioned me to go and teach all nations. He told me to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he told me, don't worry about what they say or do to me. He's going to be right there with me. And I believe that without doubting. There's too much fear in God's house today of what folks going to say about us. And we won't come out with the truth. All over this country, all over the world, really, mishaps, people doing things that's way out the will of God, and we church folks sitting there, God gonna fix you. All the work that God had to do on this earth was finished at Calvary. He commissioned us to go out and do all the work that needs to be done. He told us to go do it. And a lot of us shine off because what somebody else going to say about us. But when you're going to stand up for the word of God, what you're going to be judged by? The stuff that's written in this book, and I'm going to try to teach you the principles of these things this morning. The stuff that's written in the book, that's what we live by. You don't live by a shout. You don't live by amen. That's the congratulating God for what he done for you, the shouting amen and giving him praise. You live by the word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said, hear that inside of us, that we may be better people.
Right.
We may walk the streets one day that's paved with gold. And we're going to one day see Jesus face to face. Because
yes,
right now, we're not able to look upon him according to the word.
Right.
And still live. But this day, when he come back and receive us to himself, we're going to see him face to face. We're going to talk right up to him. And we're going to rejoice at that time. And I know many of us are going to be saying, Lord, what took you so long to deliver us from this unevil, this evil generation? Today, we're going to be in the book of Revelation. We're trying to bring something to your attention. And I thank God for, you know, I believe if you're a liar, you need to stop lying.
That's right.
I believe if you're a thief, just stop stealing.
That's right.
And when you stop stealing, thank God for stopping you from stealing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That's the truth I believe in.
Thank you, Lord.
And the scripture going to back up what I just said from Revelation 22. And he say, now listen to what the word say. No, don't worry about what I say. Listen to what the word say. He going to speak through me by the word. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, a crystal clear proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there a tree of life, which bare the 12 manners of fruit and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of nations.
Yes,
and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy and the holy prophet sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must surely be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of this prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angels, which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and for thy brethren and the prophet, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of this prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. And he that is unjust, let him unjust steal. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy steal. And he which is righteous, let him be righteous steal. And he said that, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. You may be seated. After birth, hold on and see what the end gonna be. When God save you on your testimony and your belief, stay tuned in to Jesus. Follow after Christ. And he's going to lead you and guide you. He'll never lead you in the wrong direction. I know that sometimes we quote the scripture about the Spirit don't strive with man always, but you stay locked in.
Stay locked in.
Stay locked in. Keep the door closed to the outside society, the outside world. All this mess that's going on now, lock your door to it. Stand up for Jesus. Stand in the wisdom of God. Be not entangled with the wiles of this world anymore. But be loose from these things. Be steadfast, unmovable. Don't listen to the chin music. Because one day, Jesus is going to come back here. He's going to come to receive us unto himself. And when he come to receive us, he going to put that word before us. Where were you when this brother here was misused and abused? Where were you when you were starving people to death? Where were you when my brother or sister was put in prison and you didn't go see him? Where were you? What we do today, and I know I'm right, we send God. Most every prayer I hear, God, go to the jail. Go to the prison. We sent him. He sent us. Sometimes I feel like we backwards in the church. We ain't listening to what the word say. The Bible say, John here with the angel of God on the Isle of Patmos. He said, I seen a pure river of water of life. See, the angel showed him that. A crystal clear, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Now, I remember Elijah when he
built the altar, dug a trench around it, put the sacrifice on the altar, poured water over it, dug a big old trench, overflowed it with water, then called on God to show itself off. And God come and he burnt the rock up. He burnt the water, He burnt everything up. Nothing was there left. And Ezekiel, he prayed for offer sacrifice in the outer court. When Ezekiel offered sacrifice in the outer court, he seen at the right side of the altar water coming out. Water mean purification. It's like God. It's the spirit that God leaveth us. Now, from this water, from this everlasting water of life, the Bible gives us prayer for, clear as crystal. We are, sometime now, we get saved and we make a mistake every now and then. Or you think a bad deed every now and then. And we got to repent from our deed. But when this sea, a river of water of life, come from the throne, it's pure. 100% pure. Ain't no fragments of nothing in it. That's when God did his finishing and complete work, that when we meet him in the air, and we're going to forever be with him. He said, proceed now for the throne and of the Lamb. See, it come from God, and then he had to put his son in it because his son did all the work for him. His son came and cleaned this earth up. By us confessing and believing, he cleaned this whole earth up. He didn't leave no stains or nothing. But we have to confess it, we got to believe it, and we got to live it in order for it to come to pass. And that's what we don't do these days. Sometimes some of us do, some of us don't do it. And to say it's going to come from Christ and from God. They come united together again. Think about this. See, the Holy Spirit with us now. God and Jesus in their seats right now. And then by this time, the Holy Spirit is going to go and take his seat. And they're going to be full powered again. And they're running the show now. We ain't got no say-so no more. He's going to quicken the believers now. You got to be saved. He's going to quicken the believers, those that accept Christ as Lord and Savior. He's going to quicken all them. They won't have no natural mind no more. Nothing but a spiritual mind. Nothing but spirit. We're going to think just like Jesus. That's why I tell people all the time, you know, when I go places, I say, but Jesus say, do it like this. If you don't do it, that's on you. It's off me now. I told you what Jesus say do. I told you how he say handle, how to dress people. If you don't do it like I'm telling you out of the Bible, that's on you. He won't hold me for that no more. I make sure I say what the words say, not what I feel. Because sometimes my feeling get out of hand. That's why we have to repent now, as long as we're in this earthly tabernacle here. So he said here, in the midst of the street of it, and on the other side of the river was there a tree of life, my God, which bare fruit, 12 manners of fruit, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for healing of the nation. Now, you know, we had some disputes in the Bible with preachers and stuff, not God. They say, well, the trees, why do they need trees for healing? I don't know. They're going to be there just in case God wanted to do something with them. Don't ask me why. If Jesus got 100% perfection now, and you know, under the law, I understand what you're saying, but you ain't right. You got to go by what the book say. Under the law, every year, we had to offer a sacrifice for our sin. But when Jesus come, he fulfilled the law, and you get saved now and offer a sacrifice for your sin. Now, yourself to God, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God died and buried and rose again. The Bible says you're going to be saved. Well, wherever I think this tree leaves on the tree, because when we get weak, we ain't going to get weak in heaven. You got the fullness of the Godhead body. You got God fullness. You ain't going to get weak no more. I don't know, maybe they for decoration or good seamer. You know, the Garden of Eden, the first Garden of Eden, they had the most beautiful flowers on the face of God's earth. Everything was decorated sweet and pretty. Everything pleased God. And he told them, say, that all these trees you need from, but that in the midst of the garden, don't eat from. But we messed up. We, I ain't gonna put it all on the woman. We messed up. Sin come on the scene. And ever since sin come on the scene, we've been struggling. If ain't no sin, ain't no struggle. Where ain't no law, ain't no sin. Keep that in mind. Keep it in mind. In the midst of the street, both sides of the street, the tree of life, tree of life, which bear 12 mounds of fruit. Every month, fruit come forth. 12 mounds of fruit. That's amazing, ain't it? It ain't just apples in January. It's peaches, plums, figs, and whatever it is. Through the whole day, all of us going to be fed from the tree of life. But you got to stay hooked on Jesus, stay in the Word, understand the Word, be the Word, acknowledge the Word, and don't let the devil call you out from the Word, because we're going to be judged by the Word. So you got to stay embedded in the Word of God. And the healing, God already healed you. Keep this in mind. You already been healed, because he pulled you out of a flow of water coming from the altar, from the throne of God and Jesus Christ. They done got back together with all power. Heaven and earth is in God and Jesus in the Holy Ghost's hand now. So he perfected life on this earth, and we'll be with him forever and forever. And no trouble no more, no bad thinking, no sleeping, no pain, no utility bill. None of that stuff will ever appear in the mo. We're going to live in a perfect utopia. Everything going to be in order. I won't never think evil of you. I won't plot against you. I won't think no silly stuff against you. I won't come against you. I won't talk about you. None of that ever exists anymore. God cleaning that up when he pour out his spirit, the living water from the tree of life. And said, there shall be no more, curse. You know, in the old covenant, from when we messed up, our curse followed for 4 generations. He said, ain't going to be no more curse. No more curse. That's something to shout about. And the throne of God and the Lamb of God shall be in it. Where God in, ain't no sin. Ain't no sin know where God is. And say, Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. All we going to have to do then when that new Jerusalem, y'all, that new Jerusalem, all we're going to do is sit down and worship and give him praise and brag on how great thou art. That's all we're going to have to do. We don't have to struggle to do nothing. You ain't got to wake up in the morning trying, I got to get up at 5 because I got something to do. You ain't got to do none of that. You won't have to sleep no more. I'm a little ahead of myself there. The light going to shine on us. It's going to shine in us. It's going to shine through us. And, you know, we always go around here hollering about how Jesus looked, what Jesus wore, how he looked, what his mind was, mindset was, what he did, what his purpose on this earth for. And now watch what the book say. And they shall see his face. And his name shall be in their forehead. Those that God have saved, sanctified, and kept by himself, our name going to be written on our forehead. That's amazing, ain't it? And when I go before God, I ain't got to wonder, and ain't nobody in heaven going to wonder, is he saved or lost? You know, Jesus' name going to be on my forehead. I'm automatic saved. I'm automatic with him, and I'll be with him eternally, every day. Going to be joy, and peace. And then we're going to look at, the Bible said we're going to see him face to face. Moses begged God, Lord, let me see you. Everything you told me it worked, everything I asked you for, you did it for me. I want to see a man, what kind of man you are, God. I just want to look on you one time. God told him, Moses, I can't let you see me. I'm Moses, I tell you what I do. I love you so much, I want you to go in the cliff of the mountain. I'm going to bypass you. I'm going to cover your eyes and bypass you. And when I pass by, you can look on the hinder part of me. You can't look on me and live, Moses. You can't look on me and live. That's in this house here. That's because we're in this house here that we're in now. But when you get 100% perfection, we're going to be able to look on him face to face. And every day of our life, we're going to be with him. We're going to just sit down and worship and praise him. And there should be no night. Spirit, what you saying? In that new Jerusalem, there should be no night. Huh? Night represents evil, destruction, like going on in America now. That's crazy. They don't read the Bible. I mean, people in power, they ain't reading the Bible. And there should be no night there, and they should need no candles. Huh? See, go back to the candles, that's in the old covenant, where the people held up candles and stuff. See, God taking care of the whole thing now. He go all the way to the New Testament. No candle. Neither light of the sun. The sun give energy to every living thing on this earth. Your protein and everything come through the sun. And say, for the Lord God gives them light. Uh-oh, Cleco Blazer. We won't need it no more, huh? Alexander City Power Company, we won't need it no more, y'all. What you mean, Smith, we can't see at night? It won't be no more night. And that's what the words say. For neither light of the sun nor the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Otherwise, go stay in the light. The light ain't going out no more. We ain't got to pay no more utility bill. Huh? Lord, help us, Jesus. We ain't got to fill our car with no gas no more. We ain't got to go up to New York High Style and get our tuxedos and suits and stuff no more. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I ain't got to go renew my tires and change my tires every 6 months or whatever, change and rotate them and none of that. Oh, that's over with now. We in a new kingdom, new Jerusalem now. Everything perfect now, just like the Lord. He said, we're going to be there forever and ever. And then angel said unto me, these things are faith and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants, not servant, but servants, all of us. All of us sent to show unto all of us the things which were shortly come. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, I'm waiting. For many generations, we've been waiting on you. You know, all my life, I've been waiting on because you tell me God's going to come back and receive me unto myself. I've been waiting. When I went through all the trials and tribulations, I went through my surgeries and stuff like that. I was waiting on the Lord. I prayed. Ain't nobody else. I don't think nobody ever prayed much as me. I prayed and cried out to God, even for my family and everything. Every day, every night, all through the day, I cried out to God. Because I know he's the answer to everything. He's the answer to everything. And you know, we won't have to do that no more. It's going to be fulfilled. He said, it's things they faith and truth now. I sent the prophets to you. That was me sending them. And I call you to be, I want to send them to be servants. And the things that are going to come by you. And the thing that came by to me, if I understand God's word, is Jesus. That's the biggest promise we ever got, Jesus. He's the only way, y'all. God wants us to live holy every day, y'all. I ain't up here just for to be seen and heard. He wants us to live holy every day. And we don't commit our ways to God, we're going to be in judgment. But we got to commit our ways to God. Yeah, Smith, yeah, if you overcome in a fault, I'm talking about what the book say. If you overcome in a fault, look, you're my brother that's cutting me down or telling me I'm in a fault. Come put your arms around me and nurse me back to where I need to be. That's what Jesus say do. If I'm weak, pray for strength and give me strength. Exercise me, help my leg to be stronger so I can walk the straight path. This is what God wants from us. He don't want us with all this foolishness, disasters, hating one another, disliking somebody, think I'm better than somebody. God don't want that. He want me to love you like he loved me. And when he loved me, he looked beyond all my faults. According to the word now, he looked beyond all my faults and seen what I need. And he delivered me because I believe and confess him. He delivered me from it all. And we got to understand that. And you got to understand. So I said, I sent the angels to you to serve them, that this thing was going to come. And you know what the Bible say? And Jesus appeared now. He said, behold, I come quickly. It's like a winkling or a twinkling of an eye. It's like I come quickly now. And you're already blessed if you kept the words of this Bible. You're already blessed by keeping the words of this Bible and the prophets of this book. You're already blessed by keeping these things. Don't you know when we stay in the word of God, we're already blessed? I know how people say all the time, I grew up under the same situation Blessed. No, that's blessed. That's blessed. That means it's already done. It's already done. You already been blessed when you stay in the will of God. You already blessed. Stop looking to be blessed when you're already blessed. That's why sometimes we stay behind, because we don't believe what God say. He, we of the royalty of God when we become converted and born again. We of the royalty of God. Old things gone. Now everything about us come new. Who in here want to be talked about and scandalized all the time? If you follow Jesus, you can't be. You can't be if you follow Christ Jesus. You can't be talked about and scandalized. And John, now look at this John. And I'm going to say this about John. John was one of the apostles that was with Jesus everywhere he went. Everything Jesus got involved in, and John was right there. When the disciples were running and hiding and scared to death, John never moved from him. So you say, you know, people that work faithful with you. Now listen to this good. If you've been faithful with me all the time, I'm going to trust you. But if you've been against me, I ain't fooling with you. I ain't fooling with you. You've been against me, I ain't going to fool with you. Who you think you are? You ain't God. And you went against me, I ain't going to fool with you. When we go against God, what the Lord do, he don't move back from us. He just let us go on our own. And when we get up the road a little bit and start going through all these trials and tribulations and stuff, we acknowledge him. When we get sick on our sick bed and we got to hold our head up, we're looking up to God, begging him every day, Lord, help me.
Help me, Lord.
Because you see, man can't do nothing for you. Only God now is in your hand. And John said, I seen these things and I heard them. And when I heard and seen these things, now watch this, y'all. This trick is you're going to get it anywhere. He said, I fell on my knees, on my face, and I worshiped. The angel was showing me these things. Now watch this. I ask y'all to just respect me. I don't need no honor. I don't need no titles or none of that. I'm Lionel Smith. Reverend ain't, you ain't got to call me no reverend. I'm Lionel Smith, y'all. That's my name. My mother gave me that name. I got it on my birth certificate. Everywhere I go, I'm Lionel Smith. I don't need no honor, no praise, and no prestige. I don't need that. What I need is Jesus and the fullness of the Godhead body that I can walk in the light as he's in the light. And the Bible says, if I walk in the light, he's in the light, I won't fulfill the lust of my flesh. This old flesh take off all the time. So I want to be just like Jesus. I want to be able to show the very appearance of evil. I want to be hooked on Jesus. That's what I want. He said, I fell down. Look, listen to this good. When somebody speak the truth sometime, I'm telling you, they be quoting scripture. My hair starts whizzing on my head because I know they're in the key. I know they're what Jesus said. I know that's what Jesus said. My hair starts moving on my head because I worship and honor what they're saying if they scripture. But some people can make it so sweet to you, but adding a little bit to the word, and that's called a false prophet. And it ain't going to help you none at all. You got to be cemented in the word. If you got any cement finishing here, if you know something about rebar, putting iron or something in the concrete to make it hold together better, well, we need the Holy Spirit as our rebar that we can, when we pour our concrete, it's going to stand forever. And the rebar will help to hold it together. That's just the Spirit of God and Jesus Christ. And John say, I fell down because the man told me the truth. He wasn't adding to the word. He wasn't taking away from the word. He was telling him just what God told him. And he felt the presence of God. John did. John was a Christian. He felt the presence of God so heavy on him till he fell on his face and worshiped this angel. Now watch what the birds say. See, sometimes we can lift people up too much. That's why I tell y'all, you don't worship me. You ain't got to brag on me. I already know who I am. I used to be a tough ball player. Used to be, y'all heard that? Used to be. I'm not going to lie up here in the pulpit. I used to be. Keep that in mind what I say. I can't do none of that no more, y'all. I know y'all don't believe. Y'all think I'm still a high boy. And he said this, and he said, then said he unto me. Now watch this. See thou do it not. If I'm your fellow servant, and of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the saying of this book, worship God. You hear that? I'm a preacher just like you. Don't you worship me. We same person. Both of us got the message of God. Both of us carrying the same thing. Both of us saying the same thing because it's in the book. And we got to stay in the book. If you get out of the book, you're out of order. You got to stay in the book. Because we're going to be judged by the stuff written in the book. You got to stay right there. And he said, "There's, you know, I was with the prophet. And I'm with you now. And you don't have to serve me, but I want you to worship God. Worship God. I mean, I know on this earth, if we lift people up so high sometimes, and they get beside themselves, and they start thinking they something, and they ain't nobody. Listen to me, they ain't nobody but servants of Jesus Christ. That's all you can be on this earth, servants of Jesus Christ. That's all we are. Jesus, he said he didn't come to be served. He came to serve people. He came to do things for people. He came to get people out of their sickness, distress, and all these things. And he said unto me, see it not the saying of the prophet of this book. Don't close it up. The time is at hand. Time is at hand. And then we start thinking the time is at hand. Jesus said, when he come, he's going to come like a thief. Slip up on you. You ain't even looking for him. But he coming. That's why we got to be steadfast, unmoved, always about it in the word of God. Make sure you in Christ. Don't worry about what people tell you. Make sure you in Christ. You, person, it's a personal thing. It's not a group thing. He wished that everybody be saved, but it's a personal thing. I can't confess for you. You can't confess for me. I got to confess for myself. I got to believe that the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ paid all of it for me. And he's still saying that today. He's still saying that today, y'all. Still saying today. He say, he that is unjust. Now watch, at this day now. He that is unjust. Now watch this. This is what the book says. Let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him stay filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Whatever condition that when Jesus come back and catch you in, you in that forever. If you're a hellraiser, a hellion, or whatever it is, you're going to be a hellion in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. If you're a Holy Ghost-filled person, you're going to be in perfect utopia. Everything going to be right. You ain't going to have to do nothing. Just serve the Lord. I worked 40-some years straight. For about 44 years straight in my life. 44 years hard labor. He used to tell me, say, man, why you work so much? I said, I got a family to take care of. And I can't run to you and ask you for nothing. You're going to talk about me. I said, I got to work. He laughed at me many days. Why you don't take off sometimes? I said, I don't need to take off. Got to take care of my family. And when I retire, I mean, all us lie a little bit sometimes. I said, me and my wife, when I retire, we just going to ride all over the country. I can ride the Amtrak train free, and she just pay a little bit. And I said, Faye, we going to ride. And I ain't rolled yet, y'all. But God, listen to this. God say, whatever you be, stay doing it. You're on a housetop, stay up there. But you got to keep this in mind. And this is the 27th verse of the 21st chapter. It says, there shall be in no wise, listen at this good, enter into anything that is defiled. You hear that? You got to be pure and hard. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination can't get in heaven. Or maketh a lie. If anybody here lying, look, listen, that'd be good now. All you got to do is repent right now. You ain't got to tell me nothing. You ain't got to get up and make no commotion in the church. Just repent. Stop lying. Tell God I'm sorry. Stop lying right now. You're all right. But they which are written in the Lamb Book of Life. That's the only one. If your name ain't in the Lamb Book, I talked another week there. If your name ain't in the Lamb Book of Life, you ain't going to be there in New Jerusalem. You won't be there. I hate to say that, but it's the truth. I ain't going to shun it. It's the truth. Your name ain't in the book, you won't be there. And he went on to say this, say, I'm coming, y'all. I'm coming quick. And I'm going to bring my reward with me. What you bring your reward for, Lord? And he answers his own question, to give every man according as his work shall be. If you did a little work, you're going to get a little pay. Did much work, much pay. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall you reap. Watch this now. And this is, I stay with this and I tell people this all the time. I guess because I work all my life, I'm prejudiced, I guess. I think every man ought to work. Amen. A lady told me this one time. I say, the women used to be so subjective to us. Everything we say, they went did. They went cook three meals a day for us. We sit down on the floor and they brushed our hair, greased our hair, cut my toenails and all that. I said, I went through that in my early marriage.
That's right.
And I said, I wonder why that stopped. And this is what the lady told me. She said, if you'd have kept me in the house, I'd have kept doing what I'm doing. But since I went to work, I can't do that no more. And I thought about that. When Israel crossed the Red Sea, when they got across the Red Sea, the Bible said, and Daniel didn't say this, the Bible said the women got wash basin and washed all the men's feet. Now, you men in here, you got wise. Just, you ain't got to lie now. How many of them wash your feet now? All right, then, I'm a hearse then. He said, I'm going to bring my reward with him, pair of men, according to his word. And we're going to close with this. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Jesus started all, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost started all. They start saying it. Let there be. According to Genesis, and there was. Lest this take place, there was. And then the last thing they did, God went in the council with the Trinity. Amen. And said, let us make man. How, God? In our image, in our likeness. Later on down there, he said, the only thing I resent making was man. Why? We were contrary to his word. We start thinking too much instead of following.
Amen.
We start thinking too much instead of following. I want to say this. I worked on a job many years, 30 years, one job, 30 years and 5 months. I had a lot of men to work for me. You know what they always tell me? Rev, we're going to get off early today? I said, no. We're working 8 hours. Rev, let's cool it today. I say, okay, we can cool it, but we got to get the job done still. Rev, we ain't got nothing. We got a holiday coming up. You going to let us off? No. The job's 8 hours. We're going to work 8 hours. Them people don't care nothing about you. I say, I ain't worried about who care about me. I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do. And that followed me all the days of my life. Even at my house, my daddy told me to go work. And I had to go work. And what I did when I worked, if I made some money, I brought it home, gave it to my mother. And she kept putting it up and kept putting it up. And when I needed something, she had it right there. Because I never will forget that we used to go to church every Sunday from 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, to all the way to 5 o'clock. Stay at church at 5 o'clock. They bring baskets to the church. Dyson, remember that. Bring the basket to church. We stayed at church all day. All day we stayed at the church. Now, it's 20 after 12. Now, somebody started already looking at their watch there. I don't know what happened between then and there, but we used to them sisters just be praising God. They be running, giving God the praise and the glory and the honor and all that. I mean, the sisters ran that. They did that. The men just say, thank you, Lord, and just sit down and didn't do nothing. Thank you, Lord. Praise the ladies just shouting and giving God the praise. I'm talking about how I come up. I don't know nothing about you. That's where I come up. And then today, we don't want a woman to sneeze. We don't want her to sneeze no more. And God said, I have no respect to person. Neither do Lionel Smith have any respect to person. If you're working here at the church, with our committee, before we ever built this church, we had ladies and men on, both of them the same thing. We thought all the same thing. We did the same thing. We worked the same thing. We all met together, never had this mountain word. Not one time. I had never seen, I tell them all the time, I had never seen nothing on this earth like that before, where everybody was in one accord. Nobody disagreed with nobody. We all hit the same thing. We come together and say something, say, I did it, and I say it did, and everything fit 100% perfect. I had never seen stuff like that on this earth. That's why I tell people, look, hey, what we fussing for? What we in disagreement for? We all God's children. All of us. And we all love one another. He said, if you don't love me, you can't love your brother. If you hate your brother who you see every day, how you gonna love me? So we have to come in compliance to what the Word of God said. And see, the Word keeps us in harmony, y'all. I don't know what y'all think, but it keeps me in harmony because I used to have a bad attitude. You wasn't gonna talk crazy to me. Can I tell the truth? I ain't allowed nobody to talk crazy to me. We was going to get into it. The way I respect you, you're going to respect me. That's the way I come up. I couldn't do nothing else until the Lord started coming in my life and started calming me down and telling me, look, that ain't your battle. Give it to God. And I started leaning and giving it to God, and God started taking care of me and strengthening me. And now I don't care what you do. Now you can cut flips. It ain't going to bother me. Because I'm sealed by the grace of God. And I'm just waiting on his return when he come back and receive me unto himself. Wherever I am, the Lord going to be there too. And wherever he is, I'm going to be there too. And when I look on his face, I'm going to have joy and jubilance in my life. That's what everybody in this building need to have every day. There may be somebody today. Maybe somebody want to be able to go to that new city, New Jerusalem. We're coming from the throne of God and his Lamb. 100% perfect peace, perfect knowledge, perfect understanding. We all cherish there. We don't need to suffer. Jesus suffered for us. And we got to acknowledge him in all things. We're going to be tempted now. But you don't need to go through all the stuff we go through today. Sometimes that's on us. We the cause of it. And we put it on other folks sometimes. But examine your own self. Examine yourself. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He's the only one who can straighten everything out. That's why I love him so much. Don't matter how bad I was, he can fix me up. And you ain't gonna go tell nobody else about my problem. He gonna keep that to himself. Are you here?
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
Kelly's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
Antioch Missionary Baptist Church presents God Restores. It's a choir restoration concert to be held on Saturday, February 28, 2026 at 6 p.m. 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Stanley R. Mathis is the host pastor. Your presence is requested at this wonderful event. Once again, God Restores. It's the choir restoration concert to be held Saturday, February 28, 2026 at 6 p.m. 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church.
Another proud sponsor of this station.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service.